Good afternoon, and welcome to University of Missouri Extension Connection, your connection to Missouri's land-grant-based research institutions. MU Extension is the outreach program of the University of Missouri and Lincoln University. This is Jim Humphrey, field specialist in livestock, with today's program. By now, most beef producers either have or are working cows and turning them out on grass. The single most important factor in determining the profitability of a livestock operation is keeping feed costs low. With this in mind, the Natural Resource Conservation Service, or NRCS, and the University of Missouri Extension are holding the 2021 Northwest Missouri Management Intensive Grazing School in Albany, Missouri, at the University of Missouri Hunley Whaley Research Center. This grazing school is being held on Tuesday, June 22nd through Thursday, June 24th. Management Intensive Grazing is a system where grazing is managed for both the benefit of the livestock as well as the forage they are grazing. The 2021 Grazing School offers participants the chance to exchange information with other livestock producers involved in regenerative agriculture, rotational and/or management intensive grazing, and to gain information on how to properly design and lay out a grazing system specific to your particular operation. Topics discussed during the grazing school will include evaluating the resources available on your farm, the art and science of grazing management, challenges and opportunities with properly designed grazing systems, plant diversity that occurs in rotational grazing systems, as well as livestock nutrition throughout the three-day grazing school program. Properly designed and managed grazing systems can increase the quality and quantity of forages available for your livestock, as well as help you as a livestock producer keep your costs lower. Space is limited, so make plans to attend the 2021 Northwest Missouri Management Intensive Grazing School and make your reservations as soon as possible by calling Luke Skinner at 660-663-9381. Secondly, more treatment is done in pasture cattle for pink eye than any other diagnosis. The face fly is considered the primary problem. While pink eye rarely causes death, it causes cattle discomfort and has considerable economic consequences. Prevention is the best approach. Good mineral programs and face fly control are good starts. A good vaccination program, including vaccinating against Moraxella bovis and Moraxella bovoculi, are also good starts. A moderate to heavy infestation of face flies is 10 to 20 flies per animal during the middle of the day. Managing pastures through proper grazing practices and clipping to minimize seed heads will help prevent the irritation of cattle's eyes, which can also help in controlling pink eye. Once an animal is infected, the disease lasts 3 weeks or more, depending on timeliness of diagnosis and the treatment regimen. Work with your veterinarian on utilization of antibiotics to minimize duration and to control severity of pink eye infections in your herds. Treatment is often successful because the eye has a tremendous ability to heal and because the organism is susceptible to many available antibiotics. Pink eye is an important disease in cattle, but with proper prevention and treatment, its economic impact can be minimized on your operation. If you desire further information on this or any other topic, please contact your local University of Missouri Extension Center. University of Missouri Extension programs are open to all. Thank you and have a great day. This is Jim Humphrey, field specialist in livestock for University of Missouri Extension, with today's MU Extension Connection program.